We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Knowledge of God. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, a mature person attaining to the measure of Christ's full stature. I have just read from the New English Translation. Some terrorists intercepted the vehicle Lola was travelling in. They robbed everyone on the bus of their mobile phones, jewellery and money. After the robbery, they announced that they would not release any Christians who refused to renounce their faith. Lola was the only Christian on that bus who did not renounce Christianity. She calmly said, "If I do what you are asking, I would be betraying and denying Christ. I cannot do that." Lola spoke this way because she had come to know the Lord personally. For her, renouncing Christianity was not merely abandoning a religion, it was betraying the trust of a person she had come to know and love. As the terrorists drove away with her, they were overspeeding, and their vehicle was involved in a terrible accident. Everyone in the car died, but Lola did not suffer even a single injury. She was later rescued by the police. The knowledge of Christ spoken of in today's scripture is not theoretical. It is experiential and deeply personal. To a spiritually mature believer, Jesus is real. He is not merely someone they speak about. He is someone they truly know. This is often not the case with baby Christians, who tend to be self-centered and overly conscious of themselves, rather than conscious of Christ's living presence within them. Spiritual maturity grows as our knowledge of Christ deepens. When Christ becomes real to us, faith becomes bold, obedience becomes natural, and courage flows effortlessly. Go into today with a sincere desire to know the Lord more. Make time to seek Him, and you will discover that He is very present and active in your life. Prayer. Father, thank you for giving me the grace to know Christ. Help me to grow in this knowledge and to walk fully in its benefits. Draw me into deeper fellowship with you and lead me into spiritual maturity. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes 9-10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.